Do you have a friend who's a guy who hasn't lifted weights in some time, who isn't very active? Would you like to let them know about something that they can take that might help them in the initial time until they're interested in lifting more weights or being more active? If so, this episode's for them.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
So this article is called The Effects of D-Aspartic Acid Supplementation in Resistance Trained Men Over a 3-Month Training Period. And this was done in Sydney, Australia for 3 months. It was done back in 2017. So in unathletic people who are not lifting weights, and had these men, when they were given D-aspartic acid, they had improvements in testosterone. And they had seen the opposite result among men who were chronically lifting weights. They either saw absolutely no change or an unexpected reduction in testosterone. So these healthcare professors decided to do a placebo trial where both the researcher and the patient didn't know what they were getting, and the age range was between 18 and 36. And these men were lifting weights at least 3 days a week, and they had been doing so for at least 2 years. So 11 people got the D-aspartic acid and 11 people got the placebo. And they took 6 grams a day, and there was also some like monitoring, making sure people were actually lifting both sets. The common sarcastic response is like, did you remember to do leg day, or did you forget to do leg day? And then the researchers were looking at the total testosterone, how much free testosterone, how much estradiol, how much sex hormone binding globulin, and how much albumin. They also looked at the isometric strength. They looked at leg muscles, the total cross-sectional area, how thick the calves were, how thick the quadriceps were. They looked at certain reflexes after, like, when the experiment started, after 6 weeks and after 12 weeks. So, like, after a month and a half and after 3 months. And they didn't see changes in testosterone in either form. However, there was a 16% reduction in estradiol over the 3 months. And the people taking the placebo had a better gastrocnemic response when nerves were tested. However, in terms of strength, you had the same increase in terms of muscle growth in the legs. You had the same. The researchers theorized that any change in estradiol was from the D-aspartic acid and not so much from lifting more weights.